Cerrone Zone Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roney. Okay, so our Star Trek movie saga is concluded tonight. So we're going to review the film and what we thought about it. And so I hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
What did you think about the movie? Star Trek.
I thought it was a great movie. I really liked it. I would see it again. I would see it again, but I would also not see it in IMAX. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen it in IMAX. That's right. Great. But I would see it in regular, and I'd sit as far back as I could. Because a lot of that stuff was just a big blur to me. But then again, knowing our little friends from Lost, who were all involved in this, Damon and Brian Burke, and of course, J.J. Abrams, knowing these guys were involved, it does have that, clearly, there's certain bits of it that feel very much like Lost, and understandably so, that's their style. So I would probably, I'd still want to sit back pretty far and be able to at least
Well, we were too close, one. Two, yeah, is the shaky camera bugged me.
Yeah,
bugged the living crap out of me, actually.
Tough to see.
Now, I've not seen Cloverfield, but I understand that watching Cloverfield will make you feel sick. This is shaky camera.
You know what? There was a point in there where I was like, holy crap, I'm getting dizzy. And it was stuff that was happening on screen. I wasn't moving. Although, I was nauseated because I'm going to be really nice. The goofball in the costume next to us decided to bring Chinese food. And it was pungent, like orange spicy orange chicken, orange peeled chicken. So it was something pungent. It stank up after a while. And I'm going 2 hours sitting there with this. I had to breathe through my mouth. I could not breathe through my nose because I was starting to literally feel nauseous and queasy. And I was like, I really need fresh air. And every time there would be a gust of the air circulating, I could smell it again. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. I was about to say, dude, take your trash out right now. Just leave.
So,
take your trash out.
All right, so...
But I did like the movie. The movie itself, I liked the story. I thought it was really interesting. There were some flippin' hilarious parts in that movie.
Well, and I had heard it was funnier than the people would think it would be funny. And it was. There were some really funny parts.
There were some... And Chris Pine did a great job. You know who else did a great job? I don't know the actor's name, but the kid who played Spock, young Spock.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. That guy...
Well, the doctor was my favorite. Oh, McCoy was great.
McCoy was hilarious, but I did like Scotty, too. I mean, they got a great cast.
Yeah.
They got a really, really, really great cast. And, it was phenomenal.
Look,
It was a little cheesy, and I started to think how cheesy it was, and I went, no, you know what, this is Star Trek. This is Star Trek. If you watch the series, this is what they kind of... It's what Roddenberry kind of had going for him was there was a camp factor, you know. I mean, just like the TV Batman was very campy, this was, you know, the TV series was a bit campy. There were a couple things that were very campy about this, you know, the whole, I won't spoil it, but
right.
At any rate, I liked it, and I'm not a Star Trek fan. I thought it was a good movie. I would see it again. I would actually see it again.
Yeah, I am. I think it drug. Bit here and there. I wasn't thrilled with it, but it's probably because it was Star Trek. And look, I went in like really wanting it to be, you know, stellar, and it was really good, but it wasn't stellar. It wasn't as good as I've been hearing that, you know. So
well, and you know, I mean, let's face facts. Look at who's, you know, what the promotion has been for this. It's
right.
Like, woo! I went into it with the expectation of just being entertained. I didn't expect it to be stellar. I expected it to be, you know, action-packed, fun, you know, a nice, you know, tribute to the series. And they did throw stuff in that was absolutely classic that even a non-Star Trek person will get.
What I liked is it was a nice restart or reboot or whatever they call them now.
Yeah.
I thought it was a very good reboot. We went back in the past. Very good.
Well,
the actors were fantastic.
Yeah.
But they didn't do a Spider-Man, Klingon warship, you know, whatever. or Bird of Prey firing on them at the end of the movie, kind of opening it up. You know, if they never make another one, you know, it was a good movie. If they do, then that's fine. But
yeah, I mean, honestly, I would see this again. I know I'm going to offend the crap out of some listeners, possibly. I couldn't care less about any of the other Star Trek movies at this point.
Yeah.
I couldn't care less about the show. But I did like this movie. And I liked it because I liked that you saw beloved characters that, look, everybody knows who the main characters are on Star Trek. If you have been alive for the last, say, 20, 30 years or more, you know about Star Trek.
Right.
You just do.
Well, yeah, the effects were good. Sometimes they looked a little cheesy to me.
Yeah.
But only because I've seen CGI forever. Well, so now we're, you know, we can spot this and that.
Enormous amount of digital artists.
Yeah,
so
I don't want to spoil the opening, but I really like the opening sequence.
Yeah.
There was a moment about 10 or so minutes in that really encapsulated it. It felt a little bit like a lost moment to me.
Uh-huh.
And it just what happened. So, but I really like that. And so they go into this place with a long hallway, and it looks like Lost.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
It reminded me of an area where they went in the first season. But anyway, so.
Well, and like I said, I mean, I like the fact that you got to see the beginning. Mm-hmm. The beginning of the Enterprise. I mean, that's pretty cool. And again, I'm not a Star Trek fan, but I do know enough about Star Trek to know, you know, I know Romulans was not a surprise to me, talking about Romulans and Klingons and, you know, none of that Vulcan and,
to be honest, the whole Romulan thing, it didn't, I don't know. It seemed like guys with tattoos. It was kind of a strange thing. There was no, I don't know. And even the lead Romulan didn't say. Klingons look different, talk different, act different to me. And you could, there's this kind of menace. But with the Romulans, I don't know. I didn't pick that up. Even when.
But they weren't supposed to be.
But there's a scene. He just was like, hi. I'm just like, what? Hi? What? It's just weird.
Because, honey, didn't you pick that up? The Romulans were not supposed to be violent. They were peace-loving, and this one is the one that...
But I'm talking like... I'm just talking like sci-fi and some type of...
I know.
Some type of kind of regal... I don't know. It just seemed like... That was one of the few moments I went, what? I don't know. So, but no, there's a point at the end I go, okay. You know, when you saw all the parts of the crew together and you go, okay, this is good. It's been a ride worth taking.
Right.
We see them all together.
Right.
Uhura is fantastic looking acting woman.
Zoe Saldana is actually very, very beautiful.
But, you know, I hope they do it again, but I don't know. Anymore, it's like it takes an act of Congress to get a movie done. So, but this was good.
No, I thought it was good. I thought it was very good. Like I said, I mean, and I'm not a Star Trek fan. I'm not a sci-fi fan. But I would see it again.
Well, there's, you know, surprises too, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was good. Yeah.
Interesting cameos too, by the way.
So.
We'll explore the cameos. There's a couple of them. Anywho.
So we made it home. We're going to bed. Bye.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so the Star Trek saga is now concluded. I hope this has been interesting and different for you. It's definitely not a normal average podcast and that I've probably ever done, I think. So I like I said, I hope it's been interesting that you've thought about some things. Maybe you never have. And thanks for continuing on the journey here. And if you have any feedback, anything, go ahead and listen to the last portion of this show to get information on how to communicate and connect to us. So thanks. See ya. Bye. Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.